BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily, the full podcast for you, including Gemma Kearney on innuendo bingo, water full force in her face, it's a wet one. Also, Nick Helm off of Comedy pops in to tell us about his show on Radio 1 over Christmas and to play Real or No Real. And Samantha Barks from Les Miserables comes in to give Chris some tips on his West End stage debut, which is tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
So, we're going to prepare for the West End debut of Chris tonight with Samantha Barks, who'll be on the show giving him a few tips before he treads the boards tonight, darling.
It's very exciting. I'm going to do you guys proud this time as well.
Right, because
nothing's going to go wrong.
Well, your first two attempts at being on stage have been awful. The first time you vomited on stage at the Edinburgh Festival, thanks to the Chicken Nugget Challenge. And just last Friday, when you were on with TV's Brian Bellow, the mic lead came out and you missed your one line of the perfect Christmas single. Just the one line.
Nightmare. Third time lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Onwards and upwards. And Samantha Barks will be here. She's in Les Mis, the film, and the stage show to give us some little advice about what you should do in whatever musical it might be.
It's obvious. I was watching all these videos earlier from Les Mis.
Yeah. I mean, you love it, don't you?
I'm so up for this. It's going to be great.
It's happening tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
So, in his quest to be a proper actor, we have now done Chris a proper actor publicity shot. There's this book that comes out every year, and if people are maybe drama students or whatever, they'll know about this already, or maybe you're listening and you're an actor, you're probably in this book yourself. They do it every year, and it's basically how you get a job if you want to be on TV or in films or commercials. And people that want to put you in those jobs look through the book and think, oh, he looks good or she looks good. They do the book every year. And it's how you get work as an actor. And generally, the shots are always in black and white and you have to look a little bit moody.
Mm.
So we've done one for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was sort of taken by surprise by it. I was told to look shocked and the camera was sort of thrown in my face.
Yeah.
And I've just seen this picture and it's photoshopped to the max.
Oh, have you been photoshopped?
I mean, I look like I'm an animation.
Let me see.
There you go.
Oh, wow. You look about 10.
Yeah, well, right. Well, that's on there now. So
people can have a look. Have you put a resume on there as well, like a CV? Just make some stuff up about how you've been in The Bill and Doctor.
Yeah, and Hollyoaks and all of them.
Always Hollyoaks.
But it's starting to come together, isn't it? I mean, this is what the professionals do.
Absolutely. So we're going to put this on the Radio 1 Twitter now. If you're not following us on Twitter, why? At BBCR1 is the Radio 1 Twitter. Or just search Radio 1 on Facebook and you'll see our attempt at Chris's professional actor publicity shot. This is actually happening, people. Are we all ready?
Yeah!
Turn on the cameras!
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello, if you are watching on the Radio 1 website, if you're not, get involved. It makes it so much better than just listening. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And it's Gemma Kearney today on Innuendo Bingo with Chris. I have never seen you so excited, and I've seen you excited a lot.
It's because it's in the new building. I'm not even allowed to have a cup of tea when I do my show in here.
I know.
And that's first thing in the morning, and now I get to just absolutely cover Chris in water! And I have very special attire on today, so I'm feeling free. I'm feeling like this could go anywhere. I've covered myself in a plastic sheet.
Have you been lunchtime drinking for Christmas, Gemma?
No, I'm just in a good mood. I love coming in here.
I know. We haven't laughed, haven't we?
Literally, I was just doing like some excitable dancing. Chris is like, what are you doing?
You're just doing this?
Yeah, I was getting ready, getting prepared.
Okay, so we're on the cameras now. We need to say hello to Alice at home, wrapping her presents and watching on the computer to Bingo. Brooke Holmes, watching Bingo in her school classroom. She's allowed because it's her last day. A lot of people watching their last day at school, actually. Nathan Rothery is very excited. And Lauren watching in her last ICT lesson of the year. This is a brilliant way to celebrate your last day at school.
Isn't it?
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, right. Where's the... Oh, there it is.
A lot of food-based ones today.
I feel very rustly today.
This is that time of year. Okay, here we go. More water, please. So, you know Kirsty Allsop? She has got advice on every subject imaginable.
To hang them, attach tartan ribbon to the top using a double-pronged loose cover pin. One or two will do, depending on the weight of your balls.
To hang what, Chris?
Yeah, good start.
What's on your Christmas tree, Chris?
I don't know, actually. I haven't sorted it yet.
I've got Pitbull on mine. At the top.
Have you actually now?
I've done it now. Previous years, Subo and Michael Bublé and Jeremy Carl.
I think if Chris could have anyone, he'd have Sheridan.
Sheridan Smith? Okay. Now, Fern Cotton, going over to her now. She is very excited about this 12 Days of Christmas competition we're doing. Like, really excited.
Now, today's prize is... This is so good that I would... I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
So immature, but so good.
I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
Oh.
Funny noises are on. Okay. Hello, if you're watching on the website. Hello, if you're listening on Radio 1. Are we ready for Jamie and Food... Jamie and Jimmy's Food Club. Who's Jimmy? I know who Jamie is. Anyway, I think you'll find it's quite saucy.
All that love is coming down through my arms, through my fingers and into the meat. Smell my sausage.
Oh, covered each other.
Oh, next time we ban the sheet, right?
No,
very rustly.
I've got things to do later on this afternoon.
Well, same. So be it.
I've got my party dress on.
All right, match of the day now. Got your waters there? And the Aston Villa players are very close.
Christian Benteke got the other two goals. How much are you enjoying playing with him?
No, it's obviously for myself. I think it's really good because obviously he's a big guy and I like to go in behind. He's a big guy and I like to go in behind.
She's going to lose it.
You got...
Go on. Go on. You're like a water feature.
Look at this. Look at this.
A little water
Look
feature.
At this.
Okay. I'll tell you where it's all happening at the moment. On BBC Radio 2. And in particular, on Simon Mayo's show.
Alison, you're absolutely onto a winner there. BBC Radio
2. And I've just tasted Nigel's cheesecake.
Sally traffic there.
I've just tasted Nigel's cheesecake.
Do you reckon that was after the Christmas party?
Probably, she loves
maybe.
It. Oh. Okay, more water, please.
Oh, man. Hold up.
Now, you know Anne Swithenbank? This is from Tuesday.
Oh, not again.
No. Water, please.
I promised myself.
Come on. Gemma's waiting. You know Anne Swithenbank? Yes?
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, Anne Swithenbank?
Chris is in pain.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, Anne Swithenbank?
Took us about 20 minutes to get through that one on Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
OK, more water, please.
OK.
And we're over to Jamie and Jimmy again.
Now, what I want from you is a steady motion.
Mm-hmm.
If I say faster, you go faster. If I say slower, you go, whoa, hang on. Slowly.
Can you see it coming out?
I can see it coming out.
Wait. Oh. Gemma, little squirt there.
I can feel it coming.
Straight to the face.
It's just your face all wet. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Gemma's rustling is hilarious and making it funnier. That's Charlotte in Hastings. A lot of laughs today from an innuendo bingo. Lucas from Nottingham, also on board. Raymond Blanc now. More food. Ready?
To you.
In his 34 years in the UK...
What happened? It's the build-up, isn't it?
It's quite a build-up.
What? I like the build-up.
Sorry.
Okay, let me try again.
Say something funny.
Here we go.
In his 34 years in the UK, Raymond has learnt to love a good stuffing.
Straight in her face.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
In his 34 years in the UK, Raymond has learnt to love a good stuffing.
Got a few more to get through, guys.
I can't handle it.
No.
My face.
I really hope you're watching this on the website. There's something else.
That was
today.
Literally right in my face. That was with full force.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Back to Kirsty Allsop, I'm afraid. Ready? Come on, let's hold it together. We've got a few more to get. Ready? Kirsty Allsop.
That is absolutely fantastic. It's the most satisfying thing to see something which is that rigid bend to your will.
Don't, no hands.
I love how she's so plummy and so enthusiastic at the same time.
I know. Okay. Do you know who is always good on Innuendo Bingo? Moira Stewart.
Yeah.
Off Radio 2. Ready?
Love
her. This is just from this morning.
Don't be too worried if the turkey's cooked an hour and a half, 2 hours before you need it. Because it's so much easier to carve.
Could I have another quickie?
I love her.
Could I have another quickie?
You always feel like she's so clever, she definitely does it on purpose.
Could I have another quickie?
Yeah. Oh,
Moira!
Moira!
And one more on this epic round of innuendo bingo.
Love Moira.
And it's back to Jamie and Jimmy.
Next, Gwyneth gets the ride of her life. I slap my meat at a trucker's toilet.
Can we hear that one again, please?
Next, Gwyneth gets the ride of her life. I slap my meat at a trucker's toilet.
Oh, that is it. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
You all right?
You've got better.
With time.
That's so intense.
Thank
the
you.
The splurt is so huge.
I know. Full force in the face today for both of you on Innuendo Bingo. Well played, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening on the Radio 1 website. No. Calm down, everyone. It's over now. Come back soon, Gemma. Love you.
I will, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Nick Helm. Hi.
Hello.
I saw you having a little head nod to Pitbull.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard music like that before. It's amazing.
Now, Nick, the last time we saw you was in Edinburgh. We were just working out that's 2011 at the Fun and Filth Cabaret Show.
Yeah, I think it was 2011, yeah.
So thanks for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome, yeah. Man. Finally.
Yeah. And you've got your own show on Radio 1?
Yeah.
On Boxing Day?
On Boxing Day, yeah. 9 p.m. Boxing Day.
It's the 9 p.m. slot.
Yeah.
It's good, that.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the best time, isn't it?
Best show.
Really?
Yeah. And what's the show going to be?
It's called the Nick Helm Christmas Spectacular. And it's an hour of me and I'm doing some songs and I've got some guests and it's pretty shambolic. We've made okay. the best out of a bad situation. Right. We recorded for about 2 hours and we've got the best hour out of it, and it's good. I'm really happy with it.
You pleased, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Now, seeing you live, it is quite. We were saying before, it's quite confrontational. A lot of the audience are they're cowering, hoping that it's not them that you pick on today.
Yeah.
Do you ever get into trouble?
No.
With them?
Not really. I mean. It's not really that confrontational. You're just asking someone to just, you know, get up and join in.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't want to, and then they have to be made to. But, I mean, you know, if they didn't do it, it wouldn't be an act.
So, yeah, exactly.
So they're really doing me a massive favour.
So there's never any fights or people taking it badly.
I think if they just tried to see it from my point of view, I'm out of my depth and I'm panicking. And all I need is just them to just cooperate with me for a little bit.
You do like to get the audience involved.
Yeah.
We've got a clip here. Now, this is from the show on Boxing Day. This is you singing a song to an audience member called Dexter.
Oh, Dexter was amazing.
Tell us about this.
Dexter's amazing. Well, I do lots of audience participation, but I didn't know how it would work on the radio, really. But I got this guy called Dexter up right from the back of the room because I think he was hiding. But I don't care about that. I went straight to the back and I got him and I dragged him on stage. And and then, over the course of an hour, we kind of fall in love with each other. And,
I don't know. He just sort of, in this video, he just kind of sits there.
Yeah.
He's got amazing.
Whilst you tell him that you're falling in love with him.
No, he's falling in love with me all the way. His eyes are beautiful. But it was like that. I spent 2 hours with Dexter and then he just went off into the sunset. Distance, into the sunset. And,
it's a really good song, though.
Yeah, it is.
And what an incredible Santa outfit.
Yeah.
It's quite quite revealing.
Well, yeah, I didn't realise it was going to go online. I thought I'd do something for the audience in the room, give them something to feast their eyes on, which was me and my Lycra Santa outfit. It's actually a devil outfit from Halloween.
Is it?
That I bought.
Customised.
I bought it from a DIY shop about in 2008. And so it's all laddered. You can see in the thing, it's all laddered. You can see my pants through it. And on the packet of the costume, it said that it was a jumpsuit. And so when I bought it, I thought, oh, jumpsuit, like Ghostbusters. Yeah. So I bought it and I went to a Halloween party and I put it on. It's like, well, this isn't a jumpsuit, is it? You can see everything. So.
Really can.
Yeah, really can.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to play this out. It's Nick Helm and the beautiful time you spent with Dexter and the song Dexter, Don't Fall in Love with Me.
You've been watching me from in the crowd. Your heart's been thumping really loud. I'm everything you dreamt of as a child. It's only natural, I suppose, to picture me without my clothes. I'm the one that really drives you wild, you wild, you wild, you wild. But Dexter, don't fall in love with me. I'm just a fantasy. Why spoil the mystery? La 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 la, Dexter, you've waited patiently. It must be agony. Well, rest assured, it's your turn tonight. I can see it in your eyes, and from the way your bosom sighs, it's so hard to put things into words. La 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 la. And
blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. And birds, and birds, and birds, and birds, but Dexter, don't fall in love with me. I'm just a fantasy. Then I'll be history. La, 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 Dexter. This tactfully, I'll sort you out financially. I didn't mean to cause you any harm. I've tried so hard to turn this off, but I guess it wasn't hard enough. Damn my cursed good looks and my charm, my charm, my charm, my charm, but Dexter.
The video for that does have to be seen to be believed. We will get that on the Radio 1 Facebook for you, the full thing, the full video of that. So are you and Dexter not in touch now, no?
Oh, well, if he wants to get in contact, that would be great. He was amazing. He was amazing. Mm. Like
his eyes.
And he freaked out. Well, I mean, you've just played the best part of the show, so,
sorry.
So no one has to see it now. No one has to listen to it now. It does work a lot better when their name is only one syllable. But yeah. Apart from that, Dexter was perfect.
Yeah, in every way. Do any of the audience members ever want to keep in touch?
No, not really. No. A lot of the times, kind of like, I'll bump, like after Edinburgh or something, and I've got a different person on every day. It's quite good because I remember a lot of them. I remember most of them. So someone will say, oh, I was there the day when you got, you know, Ian on, and he was like this big rugby guy. And you go, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, sometimes. You'll get someone quite old on and they'll try and escape for the whole time or, you know. But you never know how it's going to go, really. So sometimes they improve the show and sometimes they just make it hard work. But
you never know what you're going to get, do you?
But no, that's not really answering your question. But, yeah, a lot of them keep in contact and I do my best to satisfy them off stage.
Okay,
good.
So Nick Helm's show is at 9 p.m. on Boxing Day. We're looking forward to that. There's lots of good comedy, actually, over Christmas and New Year on Radio 1.
That's right, yeah.
It's been a while since there's been anything funny on Radio 1.
I know, like 20 years.
So we're looking forward to it.
Before anything good's been on Radio 1.
Anything slightly amusing.
Yeah. Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. Chris, are you ready to hit the stage tonight?
I am.
Hello, Samantha Barks.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. It's exciting to be here.
Do you
listen to you guys all the time. This is exciting for me.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, well, I tell you what, we're excited to have you here. Chris, it's the star of your favourite ever musical.
This is it. This is what's weird about hearing you say that. This is so cool for me.
Yay. Yeah. This is, we're mutually geeks.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yay.
It's like, but I'm fairly new to Les Mis as a person. Like, because it was something my parents used to watch and listen to when I was younger. But then I recently discovered it. I was on a train and I had my my phone on shuffle, came across one of the songs, and since then I've become obsessed.
I love that.
Like, and I've seen the video of you doing the 25th anniversary one.
Yeah.
I watched that more than any other video.
Really?
I don't know. I've just become like this massive, massive nerdy fan.
Well, I'm a bit of a Les Mis geek as well. It's funny because when I just watched the film last week, and it was me, Eddie Redmayne and Amanda Seyfried, and we were all watching it together. And for the first half, I'm not in the first half, so I could sit back as a Les Mis nerd and be like, wow, Hugh Jackman's amazing. And then halfway through, I was like,
oh, it's me.
Oh, no. We had this really weird film where we were like, don't ruin it. Come on, don't ruin it, guys. But it was exciting.
See, liking musicals is not like him at all. He's a proper lad.
It's when you find you're out on a night out and you've had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And you're there with the boys and one of them just goes, one day more. Like, when you're out in town.
I really want to be on this night out because I'd enjoy that. I'd join in.
It's a good night out.
That's so cool. Well, it's the thing where it's got, like, it's got romance in it, it's got action, and it's like, I can bring my family and all of them will be, like, equally as impressed by the musical as each other, which is, like, which is quite exciting because obviously for me, I love the romance and then, like, my brother likes the action and it's kind of got all those different elements in it. It's got so many different characters and it's... That's the... Yeah, it's, I love that about it.
I mean, and this is a huge Hollywood film as well. So are you ready for all the kind of paparazzi in the press? Because at the moment, can you probably walk down the street without too many people noticing?
Yeah, it's fine. Or the odd time someone screams Eponine and I go, yes!
Yeah.
Heartbroken crew, let's do it. Yeah.
It is a bit like me or one of the lads in Watford, isn't it? If we saw you, we'd be like, yes!
But now you're...
yeah, one day more. I'd be like, oh, here they are again.
Oh, God. But you're going to, like, potentially a huge, huge star now. You will be after this film.
It's the biggest film of the year. Without, like, I mean, it's going to be massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It, there was a weird moment last night where we went to a Q&A in Leicester Square and I was like, oh, no, that would be my face. And it was so weird because there's a poster up there. And that's a surreal moment, a life changer. When you see, like, your face up in Leicester Square, I was like... It was, yeah, I was nervous. I was so nervous, but, yeah.
I love this because you literally have... Like, it's happened for you. Your dream has occurred, hasn't it?
Yeah.
How different is it being with film people rather than theatre people?
Well, I was petrified. I remember on day one, I was like, this big room of A-listers. I was like, I don't know what they're going to be like.
Who was there?
Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe, Anne Hathaway, Amanda Seyfried, Eddie Redmayne.
Sure, no pressure then.
Yeah, just the, yeah. And I was like, I just don't know what they're going to be like. I have no idea. And they were, I walked in and they were all... so nervous about starting rehearsals. And I was like, I know why I'm nervous, but why are you guys nervous? You're amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's quite good to know that they still get nervous as well, though.
It's really nice to know. It's really nice to know, because I kind of feel like Hugh Jackman's, like, the coolest guy on earth. He must just, like, wake up and be like, yeah, I'm
Waltz
cool.
Waltz is in.
Yeah, but he was nervous. I was like, what?
Yes. How does it work? Do you all sing to each other then, like, in real life? Because the whole film is singing.
That's actually... although it sounds like a joke, it's strangely true. Like, we'd go and have these dinner parties at Russell Crowe's house. He'd invite us out. And we'd all sing around the piano and, like, sing duets with each other. And although that, it seems weird that we're singing to each other off set as well, it just became the way. And it we all just communicate a little
there
bit.
I was at Russell Crowe's house. Oh, my God!
Good
this
evening,
is incredible.
Russell.
Yeah, that was a cool invite.
Yeah,
like,
that's good, isn't
like,
it?
Do you want to come for dinner? I was like, yes. It was so cool. And then actually, I now sing with Russell's band. Went over to New York a couple of weeks ago.
He's got a band?
Yeah, he's got a band. He writes songs. They're kind of like, he's a fantastic songwriter. And so
I want to
cool.
be a West End star that gets to be in a massive movie.
I mean, he would love to be a star in the West End.
It's now my new ambition,
what's
I think.
What's your dream role in the West End?
I'd love to be in Les Mis.
Cheeky bit of Marius, maybe?
I could be, yeah. I mean, I think I've got the gravitas and, like, the voice locked down, but I'm not the best actor.
Well. Chris, do your version of the plot of Les Mis, please.
Basically, it's about this prisoner who... There's a lot of plots.
Whoa.
There's this prisoner who... There's like, there's a prisoner who becomes rich and he becomes... Is it he becomes the mayor?
He does.
And he's sort of on the run, but then he helps this lady and this kid, and he's sort of getting chased a lot of the way through.
Yeah.
I'm not
generally,
doing...
No, generally
still following this, Samantha.
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah.
I would go with that.
Well, how would you explain it any better?
An ex-convict. Challenge.
Excuse me?
Right, challenge accepted. It follows the story of an ex-convict, Jean Valjean, on his path to redemption in the middle... different characters come in and out of the storyline. My character is one of those, Eponine, who meets a young student boy, Marius, who falls in love with Jean Valjean's daughter. And, yeah, basically it's a film about hope.
See, it's not the
love
easiest
and
to
redemption.
Explain.
That's what I'd well,
that,
say.
I think that was a lot better.
Oh.
It wasn't the... I mean, I tried. I think I failed as well, but it's a difficult one to explain, but...
But it's so good.
So, Samantha, obviously Chris wants to at least attempts to follow his dream. By being in the West End, I mean, what tips would you give him for someone that wants to be on stage?
Oh, okay. vocal warm-ups.
Mm.
If I was you, pick the most annoying vocal warm-up. I, on set, used to have one. I go, meow, 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 meow. And they'd always be like, oh, no, here she comes. Pick the most annoying one.
Why does that really help, does it?
It's kind of fun to see people's reaction. People get scared.
Did you just make that up?
I do. No, it's good. It's actually, it strengthens your mixed voice. It is genuine. I do it. But honestly, we'd all hear, we'd know, like, individual cast members, because you'd hear, like, Hugh goes, everyone's got their own little thing, so pick your own one.
Yeah,
pick a really annoying one just to annoy everyone. There's no reason behind that, but just to be.
I think I sound particularly good in the shower. Is the fact that I can sing well in the shower sort of a good.
The problem is, can you? You can't really bring the shower around with you. So, do you know what I mean?
No, you can't.
That shower, if that shower gives you the essence,
it would be good if you could.
Can that not be arranged?
If it could be arranged, then.
Because honestly, I sound much better in the shower.
Really? Yeah.
I think that's the acoustics, though.
It's weird how that works.
A bit echoey.
Or you could get an audience to watch you in the shower, but I think that's a bit weird.
Yeah. If you're in a musical, how important is the acting? Like, could I get away with just being an amazing singer? Do you know what I mean?
No, I think it's a combination of the two.
Right.
I think you've kind of got to fuse the two together, and I think you've got to match your vocals to your emotions, so you can't kind of, they can't be separated. You know, you just live in a world where you, instead of reacting through words, you react through songs, so it's got to be genuine. You've got to be genuinely reacting and connecting with the characters.
Samantha, it's so nice to meet you today. Please come and see us again soon.
I will. I'd love to. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Pop in for a little chat anytime you want.
Yay, and a cup of tea.
Yes, and so much good luck with the film
as well.
Looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
Oh, before you go, what's Russell Crowe's warm-up?
He does Old Man River. He sings that and he's like, Old Man River. He does that. He does that all the time.
I can imagine that.
There you go.
I'm so glad I asked that.
So you could do that in the shower.
I'm going to
start. You could try that.
If it's good enough for Crow, it's good enough for me.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Comedian Nick Helm is here.
Hello.
Do you like being called Comedian Nick Helm?
No, not really.
Okay. Nick Helm is here. And we've got Real or No Real to play now. Remember to listen to his blooming good show on Boxing Day at 9 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1. So, this is a game where some facts will be facts and will be real, and some are just a load of old guff. Just tell me real or no real, and give me some reasoning as well, Nick, as to why you've given me that answer, if you could. Are you ready, Chris?
I am ready.
Are you ready, Nick?
Sort of, yeah.
Here we go.
One punishment for an adulterous wife in medieval France was to make her chase a chicken through town naked.
Now, I can believe this. Because, it's just the kind of weird stuff that used to happen back in the day, I think.
Aren't you meant to say real or no real?
Yeah, you say, well, yeah.
Yeah, you can give some reasoning behind.
I think really we should stick to what we agreed.
I'm going to say...
Real. You're going to say real.
I am going to say real.
And I'm going to say, what, the opposite of you? We can't all be...
You can say whatever you want, mate.
All right, okay, because you can't just hog the right answer every time. But I'm going to say no real, because it sounds like the sort of thing they would have done, but I think it's made up.
That one is real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was saying.
Yeah. Awkward. Okay, so...
Is it going to be fun?
Next one. Real or no real?
Every year, the Works Christmas Party ruins 214 marriages and produces 52 unplanned pregnancies.
I mean, I'm not saying you're not allowed to talk at all. I'm just saying, when we say real or no real, that's how we should start it. I mean...
Do you want to say the answer and then move on?
How long have you been playing this?
Oh, months.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's about time you play some rules in there.
It's stressing you out, isn't it?
Oh, I just like things in the right place. So I'm going to say no real, and then I'll elaborate after your answer.
I'm going to say no real.
Oh, I'm going to say real then.
Go on then.
Yeah, it's just one of them depressing facts that's true.
I'm going to say no real because it sounds too specific. How would they know that?
Well, it happens every year.
Yes, but
that's how they know.
It was like unplanned.
Unbelievable.
But you don't have to declare that.
The clue's in the question, Chris. Come on.
I'm enjoying not interrupting at all and just hearing what happens. So what was your answer, Nick? Sorry?
I said real. I'm going with real, though.
Right, I'm going to go no real, just for one argument.
Is no real.
Exactly, exactly. Two for two. Smashing it.
If it wasn't for Christmas, within 3 years there would be more turkeys than humans in the UK.
Real.
Oh, man. Well, of course, because, of course it's real, but you've said it, so I'm going to go no real, because, but it's supply and demand, isn't it, really?
Yeah, there's loads of turkeys.
I mean, if you wouldn't keep growing turkeys if people weren't going to eat them, you'd stop it. I mean, they were invented for Christmas, weren't they? So.
Yes, and, yes. Is this just, was it over the Christmas period, this fact, or throughout the year? Because you're not accounting here for turkey drummers or anything like that, are you?
We're not counting the drummers, no.
No, right, okay.
It's just Christmas. It's a fusion. A turkey's a fusion between a pig and a chicken.
Right.
And they were invented for Christmas. But so there wouldn't be any turkeys if it wasn't for Christmas. But I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
I think I confused you, though. I think we swapped.
Yeah.
And next.
People are more likely to return a lost wallet if they find a picture of a baby inside it.
No real, I've got loads of wallets at home and they've all got babies in them. All of them, every single one of them.
Real.
Why?
Well, just because if it's got a little baby in it, it's just more likely to happen, isn't it? It's sweet.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Nick.
Well, I'm bucking statistics then.
And one more.
Bing Crosby wrote, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas," whilst waiting in a fish and chip shop in Grimsby.
Real.
Real.
No real. No real.
Why?
Oh, you weren't dreaming of a... It was, yeah, I'm dreaming of a white bait.
What?
But maybe not white Christmas.
I'm going to say real.
In Grimsby?
Yeah,
seriously,
man. Inspiring place, isn't it? Real.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that, Nick Helm got...
Nick Helm got 20, I got 30.
Whoa.
Boom.
Boom. Nick, good luck with your show on Boxing Day, and thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much. You can listen to Uncle on 4OD, or you can watch it as well. I did Uncle on 4OD for Channel 4. But I did that. Channel 4. Channel 4.
No real.
So join us tomorrow between 1 and 4 on Radio 1 to find out how Chris did with his stage debut in the West End. And it's the annual Buy Each Other Christmas Presents from the Shopping Channel game. Hooray!
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.